From PR News in Washington, I'm kicking and screaming for golf outings. Nation's children cry. Troops finds growing dissent against President Bush's no child law. One man says it's about time.
Security police prison arrested detained on arcing clerics tribal suicide kidnappings.
Taking a look at figures on Wall Street 2, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. This is PR. Inside a courtroom in Wichita, Kansas, protesting Jewish settlers took turns lashing out at PR News, Washington.
Let's go to the Gigolo Club over in Yancey. They got a
so genius.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Ah, shut up.
Here it is, kids. Are you tired of being a square? Are you tired of a dull, dull, dull existence? Well, for $1, the tenth part of a sawbuck, try Kelp's Cool Tonic, the life of the party.
He's right, kids. It's a gasser.
Step right up, folks. Be somebody. Be anybody.
Only trouble was nobody got killed.
No, Mr. Boob, that's me. B-double-O-B, Boob.
The reason for this hearing is to promote
outrageous filth. Pornography. It's outrageous filth. So I'll be looking.
Hey,
Lever. Starring Barbara the Beaver.
Something has just come up.
Oh?
Boy.
Get a kiss.
Sure.
Watch.
Hey, the ass is... Oh, a little squirt comes to the squirt comes.
Yeah.
Oh, squirt comes
fun.
Yeah.
Mom.
Oh,
get over it.
Bob.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific.
He's our new leader.
Leader?
He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
We now present Bob, internationally known founder of Bob University.
Sitting down, 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 rising. Up, 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 up. You know, Filipino boy. I knew it. He's a nice fella. I had another talk with a young fella yesterday. And as I probed him, I found out he could have fooled me. He didn't know. It's hard probing that and you get to pull things out. Strange about people. And you can think things. Did you know it's the hardest thing in the world for a man in analyzing his own impulses to know what Filipino boy wants him to do? Do the dang job. Do the dang job. Never leave it unfinished. Don't walk out and leave an unfinished job. Damn job. And then, you know, I've learned a few other little things, too. This is hard on Bob. What? Sounds good, doesn't it? If you'll pay me $1,000 more, I'll be glad to come. You know, a little chill went up and down my back. Wait a minute.
You have just heard Bob, internationally known as founder of Bob University. This program is sponsored by Bob.
The history of sexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was grown, sexuality has been both despised and idolized. Though nothing new, sexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. One male out of six is sexual. Sexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom.
Land, July 5th, 1998, as it was so ordained in the pre-scriptures. Your name is not in the book of Gabrokran.
Right. Second Ecclesiastes.
That's Bleeding Head, Ecclesians 4:13-98. For lo, the veil of Moab was lifted.
In the valley of Moab.
And the 80 million lambs of Moab and the 80 million tribes of Moab.
The Moabites.
Who bit that Moab? Get that Moab out of your mouth, boy. We got some lambs to slaughter
here. First you
whip
your dictionary out, then you put your Moab in your mouth.
Put your Moab on it.
Come on.
Then you put those lambs on the altar and you just slit them a little bit right there underneath the throat. Where it starts the blood. A little bit of nick comes out. The blood starts flowing down that glycine.
It's blood. The blood. But it's the blood that cleanses. It's the blood that makes things right. It's the blood that provides the ultimate salvation to which you have attached yourself all these years.
It's the blood that we make that special antidote for the you know, those bats that get on your face. You know what they do to your face.
Special bats.
Just put your dictionary away now, children, and we'll tell you about
the bats.
That book
is kind of heavy.
The frontal cerebral fornicating bat and the ejaculate.
But we won't talk about them. No,
no, we can't. No,
we can't talk about them. We can't get too specific about what those bats do.
You may as well just stick your finger in a light socket.
But the Church of the Subgenius is the only way, it provides the only proscribed and tested by time instructions for de-beaking the prairie squid, which is all the practice that you'll need, children.
Yeah, I talked to my,
not to get
my step neighbor-in-law,
by those bats.
Porky was telling me that story one time about Moab, and he was well, I hate to say this, but Porky didn't say no. He forgot to say no, so he was not in the state of mind he might have been.
And he had launched ahead in years.
He had launched ahead in, oh, Lord knows how long.
He'd never been in a doctor band.
Yeah, he never realized the glories of doctors and fasted accordingly.
He never his own. Ever.
Boy, Willa Dobbs is quick on that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Button there.
Yeah, I knew who was coming down tonight.
Well,
that was Willa Dobbs, friends, guest hosting on an ancient Subgenius radio show with Dr. Philo Drummond and Pope Sternodox Keycaver as a guest stars. That was on an hour of slack back in the 80s. I wasn't even there for that show. Heck, I'm not even here for this show, which is number 1013. 1013. Well, that spells IOB. Anyway, this is a sexy episode, if only because I've been tossing sexish audio files into this one folder until it equaled 600 megabytes, which equals one show, one sinful show. And we'll be hearing more bobulous collages from Mr. Fernandinandi Lemur, from Reverend Norel Pref, all kinds of devos, and more Philo and Sterno. And this background music here is by Lemur Devotee. So listen up, and you'll find slack, or else you'll learn what it is, or who it is, that you need to get slack.
Imagine me needing someone. Back on Earth, I never did. Oh, there were women, lots of lovemaking, but no love. That was the kind of world we'd made. So I left, because there was no one to hold me there. Did I tell you about Stuart? And there was a lovely girl. The most precious cargo we brought along. She was to be the new Eve, with our hot and eager help, of course.
I can accommodate either sex and any combination of people. I'm also programmed with all the appropriate sexual expletives. A large catalog of moans, groans, howls, squeals, grunts, and purrs.
Really?
I'm not programmed for disinformation or lying.
What else can you do?
I also have a number of pleasure features, including three vibration stimulators placed strategically in the oral, anal, and vaginal orifices. My nipples are programmed to harden under manual or oral stimulation. I salivate, secrete, and spurt appropriately.
The android for all seasons, huh?
And there's a beautiful girl. And there's a beautiful girl holding a paintbrush. And there's a beautiful girl holding a ticket.
High boots. Hipster miniskirt. Brief. Very brief. She's neat. Petite, swinging gear, wild, long, long, straight, couldn't be much bigger.
The big sex pact, and there's a beautiful girl all over it.
There, it's creamy, looks like she's ready for a happening.
I'm a lesbian. The sociologist says I'm a self-absorbed narcissist.
One troubled individual.
Willing to destroy any institution, the destruction of human life. Put that down. Once you feel it, I'm a lesbian. Once you feel it rather interesting that every time you have a story about terrorism, it is linked to Christian extremists? Christian extremists teaches violence. Osama bin Laden is their great hero.
Yes.
Christian extremists blew up trains. Christian extremists assassinated film producer. Christian extremists blew up a crowded shopping center. And the Christian extremists, it's always Christian extremists. And it's time we recognize it and begin to deal with it. I'm a lesbian.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Fornication, sodomy, fellatio, and cunnilingus, unbridled concupiscence on every street corner.
Lord, sir, you make me quite nervous.
Indeed, ma'am, it is not so bad as that.
Indeed it is, sir. I wouldn't venture nearer the capital than Lichfield. Buggery, incest, bestiality.
Stand!
And it was a splendid buggery that they endured. I believe the buggery took place in the conservatory. Or was it the laboratory? It was an extraordinary buggery.
The way they took place back there in the lavatory?
It wasn't in the lavatory. I thought it was in the conservatory. But that buggery was the most extraordinary buggery I'd ever experienced.
They scoffed. Oh, they scoffed.
It was it.
Boy, little did they know.
I believe it was in the... aviary. I've got pictures. I've got pictures of that. It was a conspiratorial buggery, which was brought about by lack of faith in Bob, children.
Oh!
in the morning, I would immediately get annoyed. I'd just think, roosters, you know, why do I have to even think about roosters? I just got up and already I'm thinking about roosters. I don't want to think about roosters.
You made me angry.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, that real crusty, real what kind of damn
crispy
crust.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
Oh, I hated the Colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!
America is my country, and I love her. I wouldn't enter her in any way that's unnatural.
Actually, if anybody else wants to add something they want to say
this
or argue with.
This is the best music I've ever heard.
This music is the touching menu
poignant.
Music for this this new DVD, Share the Load 7X Day, which is actually a two-hour DVD.
This reminds me of a... I know this is going to sound crude, Reverend Stang. But this reminds me of a porno movie I saw in the 70s.
Yeah, that's where we got the...
It sounds like that poignant, heart-rending story of the woman with the world's largest breasts who meets the man with the longest dick. It was so tragic. I can barely make myself watch the whole thing.
So sad, so fresh, the days that are no more.
They were just such parodies of human things.
Of exuberance, of life and life effluence.
And I'm not kidding you, his dick was like this long. It's just way beyond normal.
It's
way,
incredible
way
what
beyond.
They can do with special effects these days.
I walk down the block, and I see walking towards me a beautiful young lady. And the closer she gets to me, the older she starts to look. And the closer she gets to me, the more virtues she leaves behind. And the closer she gets to me, the further she ventures from her youthful past. And the closer she gets to me, the closer she gets to her own death and mine. And I see it, and I pity her for the things that I know personally. And I pity myself for the times when I didn't think fast. I am staring. Then I feel so ashamed for the arrogant way that I scrutinize. I can tell for a fact she is my age. And the further she gets from me, she lessens her chances of becoming my bride. And the further she gets from me, the more I love her. All kidding aside, and the further she gets from me, the further I am taken back to the days of my sister's friends in high school.
The Closer She Gets by a band called The Billy Nayer Show. Nayer is spelled N-A-Y-E-R because there's a BillyNayer.com. Reverend Magdalene turned us on to them. They did this incredible movie called The American Astronaut, which just came out on DVD. And all I can say is, it's BillyNayer.com. You'll be hearing more from all of that on Hour of Slack.
Husband, is that you? Where are your horns? Good evening to you, madam. Would you care to join us? You get no joy from him.
I loved her dearly once. But she's a whore.
Not by necessity, but by inclination.
Well, she owns 51% of the bank's stock, for Pete's sake. Don't tell me your wife believes all that Luther Heggs hogwash.
With all her heart, she came home last night and vibrated for an hour.
The father of that little girl, she didn't know anything about Bob. She was begging me to tell her about Bob.
She paid me $20 for one word of Bob.
She gave me her.
I gave her a silver about a dictionary.
She gave me my first dictionary. She was only 13 and I was 83.
Yeah,
that's time control.
Yeah, back when we went back early, way back in time, we were back there a couple of amoebas flipping our flagellas around, and next thing you know, we're progressing through time.
Well, she ended up in a freezer bag, if I recall my course of events correctly. I believe that it was dinner time in Dobbstown.
Yeah, dinner time.
Wasn't it?
Or maybe supper time, I don't know.
Supper time in Dobbstown.
Dinner, supper.
And she'd suffer a serious freeze of her. And it was all because of her lack of faith in Bob.
And then brunch,
she wouldn't put her soul
after brunch, they had breakfast
in Bob's hands.
Then they had
she couldn't bring herself
lunch,
to face the
then
fact.
After lunch, we have lupper, which is kind of like a brunch between dinner and, I mean, supper.
She
and
had
lunch.
Problems.
And then you have.
With a bit of the
subgenius
dogma. She had
sinner.
Problems with slack.
And sinner is not the sinner you would think of. It's actually a meal that we have between dinner and supper.
Sinner on rye.
Supper.
Sinner
and
on rye.
Then we have puffer at night. Late at night we have puffer.
And then we sin.
We
just sit there and sin. That's all we do.
We don't have to do anything.
For the Church of the Subgenius.
We think sin.
Your mind. Doesn't want to eradicate
it's not because we want to. It's not because we want to. It's because we
Church
have
of the Subgenius.
Because we have to bear that sinful burden of mankind.
Justifies sin.
Of the normals, the pinks. But, you know, they're sinning all the time. And it's their sins that we kind of ride on like the luck plane, like a wave in the luck plane, like riding like cosmic surfers, you know.
Looking at the words and the ways of Britney Spears, a religious leader, the way she's used her body offers us sexuality all the time. Gee. But you know what? Britney Spears flaunts her sexuality in all of its forms. Now, what do you say?
An adulteress! Is it right to kill her?
Go now. I am so quick. I'm so quick. Plop, 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 plop. All over the ground. Creates another feeling in me, perhaps, and also perhaps in you. And that is a feeling of enormous awe. Enormous awe, awe. Britney Spears, she flaunted her body in ways that creates another feeling in me. You know, and I know, Britney Spears kissed Madonna, another woman, on live television. Her body, throw her down as a tool, come on silk sheets, illicit sexuality. Over here, caught in the act, Britney Spears bent two feelings in me, two feelings in you. Fool for Britney Spears today.
I was praying last night when an angel broke the light. He said, I'm gonna have to put you on hold for a time. I said, hold like hell, let me talk to the boss. He said, sorry, sinner, it's the boss's day off. And I realized then that the wages of sin was $2 an hour and working weekend. I was ignoring the lashed to the cross and cried, help me get this son of a bitch off. I said I would if I could. I can't, so I won't. Well, I wouldn't want you messing your hair up, so don't. And I realized
in. The price that you pay is worrying and fretting every second of the day. The church and the state. Just about then I heard a knock on the door, and I realized then that the wages of sin was a bad reputation and too many friends. The wages of sin. The wages of sin. The wages of sin. The wages of sin.
The Rainmakers, Wages of Sin. Friends, we also heard some Philo Drummond and Sterno Kekhaver, Pope Sterno Docs, and some clips via Jacques Pate, and a great cutting by Norel Preff and Fernand and Andy Lemur. More of that coming up, and also coming up, Nikki Death Chick.
It is written that man does not live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, but by bread alone. We invite you to study the scriptures with us to learn about bread alone. We would like to hear from you, and we pray in the name of bread alone. Thank you for listening to this message. There I am. Thanks again, and may the love of bread alone abide in you and yours forever and ever. Amen.
Praise Paul.
Oh, you are healed. Go forth and sin again. Oh, yes, I think I've had quite enough healing tonight. Every one of you, you must remember that the conspiracy guilt demons inhabit your ass. And if you can't get me to spank you, you can always pay someone else to do it. Thank you very much.
Reverend Nikki Deathchick.
I heard that you were feeling ill, headache, fever, and a chill. I came to help restore your pluck, 'cause I'm the nurse who likes to...
Stage 2. Warm liquid goo phase beginning. Warm liquid goo phase complete. Stage 3.
Shall I pull the trigger?
Fire away, my dear.
Oh! Oh!
Hello, I'm Shirley Mann, and I wrote a book called
Cleavage and Swords.
Joy for everybody.
Cleavage and Swords.
Admire her character, even if she doesn't have any. Admire her
cleavage.
You like the way she handles her
cleavage.
Caveman. Act confident.
Cleavage.
Even if you aren't.
What was his name?
You mean the one you couldn't get to cut?
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
I was sure that he would ravish you, but he was not long enough with you to complete a full ravishment. But I'll warrant he offered you some gross indecencies, am I right?
No, indeed, sir. He was most genteel.
Showed you his virile member, forced you to touch and play with it on pain of death and so forth in the usual way, no doubt.
No, I assure you, nothing of the kind.
Strange. Strange. I heard only the other day of three old ladies in a coach who were subjected to the most unspeakable indignities. The first offence...
Please! I am not well.
Here, Mum.
If you didn't know, that was Devo from the old days, and you're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack.
At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You know, we have to stop.
Say, did you see the skid marks out here? They go at a direct right angle to the direction of travel.
And let the record show that Mr. Hank Hill really knows his pornography.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I shall be sorry to see you swing, I shall. I'll miss you, Ma. Oh, the chaplain sends his apologies. He was going to come and pray for you, but he's been took up himself. Robbing the collection and buggering the altar boys. Well, every man to his taste.
Oh yes, Lord, making Lord, Lord, you and I come together right now, right now. We've been thinking, have a life. Now listen to this. Change your thinking. Come, begin to come, come, done. Blood on the doorpost, eat that all night. Bondage and feeble, premature, follow me. I'm the head behind. I'm tell, and I will. Now listen close. Take it. Number one, let me tell you something. Heaven member, my dear member, stop it. I don't know. We are as, we are what we think we are. You are what you think you are. Stop it. And let me tell you something right now. There's nothing wrong with wanting, my dear member. Oh, once you taste it, my dear member. Now listen close. Listen to me. Direction are power. Hello. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ha-shanda. You realize that your food, even now, I am touching you, my dear member. Prick power. Prick power. Our world, my dear prick. Now, let me say something to you again. I want you to remember. Cuss a candle and go with the flow. Number two. Number two. Gop, 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 gop. The power of the tongue. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. I got to get your mouth open. Hello, listen to you. Listen to me. I'm talking to you. I am cannibal.
a camel, dog, monkey. We become carnal-minded. I found out that secret place. I don't know if I passed out under exhaustion or what in my pause, but I was in there a long time. I have dick. It just starts coming out of your mouth. Get it in your soul. No! Get it in your soul. And then you touched my erection. Now listen to this. You've got, let me tell you this one thing. Be like a tree. You've got, my dear member, natural, brute, almost animal. The blood pressure goes down. There it is right there. There's blood pressure. You stabilize. Put a little bit of oil. Pour it again. After about an hour of that, I can't forget this. We'll just use it. It'll grow. Those devils, those lying devils that get on television and radio and newspapers, they'd say all. The devil tried to get me to believe the very lies. Ho, ho. Favor. It grows. I just can't have it. Believe it. Woohoo. What do you want? Every day. Oh. Whew. Dumb and blind to everything around you. Are you ready? I am. Pervert. I am. The Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Nonsense. I'm going to give it to you. Now listen to this. I want you to open your mouth. You need to make a check out for $5,000 and send it in today. Get some more meat here in this. Get your mouth open to some more meat. Write out a check today. 666.
Cleveland. And more about them at cdtruth.com. That's from the devotional commemorative release, not necessarily beautiful, but mutated. You know, friends, some people over the years have considered our subgenius material offensive. Our religious subgenius material offends some people. Imagine that.
What do
think about them? Wimp subgeniuses on the coast that were upset by the preponderance of protruding, blue-veined throbbers in the dark filth of
Ruth. West in the Luck Plain.
What do you think about that, Philo? What about them subgeniuses out there on the West Coast?
Why?
They just couldn't deal with the new dark filth of removal. I mean, what do they got against it?
I don't know.
Those things sticking out everywhere.
They think it's nasty.
Is that what they think it's like?
Juvenile.
But it's
something you would do if you were a sophomore.
It's a manly thing.
They can't see us or hear us right now.
The little faraway subgeniuses still fighting those old
Drummond, whichever one of you has the best British accent should read that one. We just got this in the mail this week,
and
I think it's interesting. You have to sort of self-censor yourself.
See, we can't send a signal to where they are. They can still send a signal back to us, though.
The latest church magazine
actually see or hear us anymore.
You can't make any excuses for the rape-fixated fantasies. I can't even read this guy's writing.
You can't really write, you try to pass off as a
celebration of sexuality. That's so human. As much as I've enjoyed the subgenius stuff over the years, I don't want to receive any more of until you and your contributors grow out of this adolescent arrested sexuality.
Beep.
You've lost it. Chris Aton.
Chris.
Well, Chris, let's just dissect this. Let's just dissect this.
We didn't put out that last word.
That's right.
That was a blatant attempt of the Citizens for Normalcy or some other underground organization to discredit the Church of the Subgenius by publishing that filth, that horrible, horrid filth that we will take no credit for whatsoever. Although if we did, we would be gladly aligned with it. We would support it to the fullest degree, but unfortunately I can't take credit. Neither would Reverend Stang if he was here. It's an unfortunate thing that they did such a good job of imitating our style. But I have to admit now, before we take any more unnecessary heat, although we were trying to pick up the profits as well as we could, which is you would normally expect that from us, but I have to admit right now, we had nothing whatsoever to do with a horrible, filthy, stark filth of removal that you may have received after our mailing list was stolen from us. That's right, it was stolen. So, let's just dissect this letter.
He starts out, "Dear Subgenii." Now, we could dismiss him immediately.
What a whiff, a familiar intro.
How dare he say it? Okay, dear Subgenius.
He doesn't know me well enough to say dear.
If we'd have been in a little bit worse
read the letter.
We would have abandoned this immediately.
It looks like shat.
He says, "You're not stuff." How can you call the primary excommunication with the exes and the word of Bob stuff?
That just relegates it to some type of mundane fecal tissue.
Okay, and then he says, your stuff used to be. Now, masters of time control don't even
need references like used to be. What is this used to be?
Masters of time control have no need for such narrowly confining form of time.
Clever, funny, and intelligent. We've never been clever, funny, or intelligent.
There's no such thing as plain. Look at the word. It's subgenius. We're not geniuses.
Clever. I mean, if you take clever the C off, it's clever. And what is clever but just a simple machine? We're like simple machines, and it's just simpleton.
We have nothing more complex than the basic wheel,
inclined plane, and lever. That's the most complex we get in anything we may even consider. So calling us clever or funny or intelligent is just an insult.
Okay, and then look at this word here. He starts the second sentence of his letter with the word "the," a three-letter word.
Why would I?
The latest Church magazine. How does he know it's the latest church magazine? Did he get one? Did he get this morning's magazine? Did he get the one we put out this afternoon?
No.
Did he get the one that we're working on right now? Has he got the one that we're going to do next week? The latest church magazine. It just, I just can't believe
it.
Read the letter.
Is none of these.
Brent,
it's all of those.
None of them.
It's only three or four of them at the same time. It's a dozen of them as we sit here and 11 of them in the morning, first thing. Unless one of them gets wet and starts to swell up and he puts it in that box, what's he going to do? Does he have that oaken box? Does he have an oaken casket? Does he have the Ark of the Bleeding Head of Arnold Palmer to put it in? What's he going to do when it starts swelling up? I just can't believe this. None of these. Okay,
that?
Another three-letter word. You.
From PR News in Washington, I'm dragged out by police. President Bush is destroying embryos. In a speech to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Salt Lake City, Mr. Bush reiterated his contention that the war in Iraq is directly linked to the global war on embryos.
We will finish the task that they gave their lives for.
Outside the convention center, hundreds of embryos staged an anti-embryo protest. With less than an hour before a self-imposed deadline, the last Jewish settlers stripped today, despite a strike by mechanics. Wall Street at this hour, 210-577. Northwest Airlines says they've found ordinary skin and bone cells. But employees and some outside observers say they've found PR news in Washington.
You sound really pretty. Let me tell you what I'm wearing. I'm wearing brown pants, an old navy crew neck, and a pair of red Skechers. Did I mention I'm also wearing a UGO baseball cap? I'm lying on my floor playing with my model trains right now. I'm making tracks, baby! Oh, just lay back and listen. I'm small, but I know how to choo-choo! You could be my jungle gym, and I'll swing around and climb. Let me get my trampoline, baby! Choo-choo! Imagine my tiny body crawling all over you, boo. Feel me snake my way all up inside and through you. You like that, don't you? So don't be afraid. It won't hurt much.
Bob appears to be just a head. You never see him with arms and legs anymore. You might call him a head of his time. But what else if it's Bob? You don't need arms. You don't need legs. You don't even need a brain. Because all you really need, friends, is slack. That's all anybody needs. When was the last time brains got you a good job? No, lying on your resume or somebody else dying gets you a good job. When did being smart get you success on a date? Well, actually, if you're like me, that's about the only way to get. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying.
Check the box high before you do this exercise. Each one is preceded by 5 minutes by an easy version. The drums warn you of the change. First, the scissors. Let's get ready. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Walk, go, play, 10, 5, 6, 7, 8. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Down, all fours, the back extension. Ready? Gain. 2, 3, 4. 3, 2. Straighten those legs out. 4, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3, 4. Stand up and raise the easy jump side to side. Left, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Drop down to side extension. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3.
Stays higher than the moon. you know as well as I, she stays higher than the moon. Thanks for the information. Thanks for no thanks for the information. Thanks for no thanks for the information. 'Cause information's got your number two. And do you know your brother well and the company he's keeping? Brother, well, talk to him tonight. Or do you know your brother well? He's very, very strange, they tell. Probably he'll go to hell unless you steer him right. Thanks for the information. Thanks for no thanks for the information. Thanks for no thanks for the information. Information's got your number two.
Rainmakers, dear friends. And before that, Fernandin and Lemur, some amazing cut-uppery. And before that, Norel Pref, a similar but different kind of cut-uppery. And yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang from the new DVD, Stang Live 2005. You are listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, with background music this time by Lemur Devotee. You can get more about J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius from subgenius.com. You'll find copies of this show archived there in different formats. You can hear more Norel Pref by going to norelpref.com. That's NorelPref.com. And while we're .comming, let's praise Bob.
Hold it. I think you're going to like this picture. Love That Bob, starring Bob Greenblatt.
Bob!
Bob's an absolute genius. Bob's an absolute genius.
Bob? Where's Bob?
Where's Bob?
Well, honey, I don't know where he is, but I'll tell you this. Wherever he is, you can be sure he's got his arm around some cute little filly.
You'd have to beat him off.
Bob. Bob was up the creek.
Which reminds me, where's Bob?
Does he have any news of Bob?
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Love that Bob.
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 Oh, Bob. Bob, you will wear a parachute. Carry plenty of oxygen.
Bob.
He is gorgeous, isn't he?
Oh, Lord, I do just run my fingers through his hair.
Now here's something to think about.
Who cares?
You love hurts. Please do it.
Who cares?
Hurts. Did you ever think about how important it is to...
You love hurts.
Head.
Hurts.
Come out.
Hurts.
Come out.
Who cares?
And here's a funny thought. Head.
Who cares?
Do you have a bathroom problem in your house?
Eat it all, eat it all.
Eat it, eat it.
Who cares?
Hurts.
Hurts.
Pores are an essential part of our lives, even more so than most of us realize. Pores enable us to enter our homes, our schools, our churches, and our places of business. Without pores, we would be locked out of many comforts and joys of life in church. There are many kinds of oars. There is a oar to skill, which we have labeled discipline. The door to heaven. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be self-righteousness. Heaven's oar. The body of we are lost. It's such folly. None of us would build a home with special oars for each member of the family. We all use the same oars. And, of course, oar which is large enough for the biggest one of the family is large enough for the smallest, too. It is large enough to permit the biggest as well as the smallest sinner to enter if he but come. Some doors can be entered only after a specified entrance fee is paid. Some doors are open only certain hours of the day. Doors enable us to seek shelter from the storms of life. It makes all the difference in the world which side of the door we're on. The inside or the outside? Which side of the door are you on? Most doors permit us to carry anything through them as we enter, pass through heaven's door. What a joy it would be to come, enter in. Heaven's door is still wide open. Won't you enter while you may? Opportunities for open wide.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Or when in my mind the men come in their six black shiny ships, do they come in your mind too?
Very funny diarrhea. Very funny diarrhea. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Very funny diarrhea. Very funny diarrhea. Yes. Yes. Very runny diarrhea.
Very runny diarrhea.
Yes. Yes.
Irritation
in the rectum.
Irritation
in the rectum. Constipation.
Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids, constipation.
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids, irritation
in the rectum.
It's not my job.
I'm on fucking fire. 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 I'm on fucking fire.
But the way I feel, I don't expect to go to sleep for a year. I'm on fucking fire.
And what we saw tonight was a physical phenomenon, an inexplicable physical phenomenon. And what we saw tonight was a physical phenomenon, an inexplicable physical phenomenon.
The way I feel, I don't expect to go to sleep for a year. I'm on fucking fire. But the way I feel, I don't expect to go to sleep for a year. I'm on fucking fire. But the way I feel, I don't expect to go to sleep for a year. I'm on fucking fire.
I bet you don't know what to do in case of a nuclear attack. You know what to do? You put your hands behind your head, put your head between your knees, and kiss your ass goodbye. Definition of indecent. If it's long enough, hard enough, and in far enough, it's indecent.